Welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Peterson. And on this podcast, we talk about how to partner with the Holy Spirit for our business and how to grow businesses with practical tips and tricks. Get ready. Here we go. Hey, girl. Hey. Today, in this episode of the Unapologetically Unstoppable Podcast, Building Businesses with the Holy Spirit, I'm going to answer one of the questions I get asked literally all the time. As soon as somebody finds out that I homeschool, that I have a business, that I am a military spouse, that I do all these things, they ask me, how, Jeanette, how do you do all these things? How do you have the time to do all this stuff? Plus, you're active in your church. We see you all there all the time. This was back when I lived in Warrensburg. I just moved here. It doesn't stop. It doesn't matter where I live. I do these things. This is who I am, right? Okay, so I'm going to just break down for you some of the things that has allowed me to expand my capacity to do these things, right? I'm very active with my children. My daughter is a Girl Scout right now, and we're selling cookies. We are doing the thing. We're going to all these events. So how do I do that? Plus, build a business. Because business and faith always seem like they don't mesh. But I'm one person. So they mesh for me. That is who I am. That's ingrained in me. That is what my life is, right? So how do I do these things? First, there should not be some kind of weird difference to me. But let me give you some practical things to do, okay? First of all, calendar block. Look at your calendar. Look at what is taking up the time. What can you do to make more time to make it more efficient? That's literally what my brain does immediately. I'm like, okay, we did this. How can I make a system to not spend so much time doing this? How can I create a system so that it is better with better quality and I don't have to be in it 100% of the time? What is that thing? How do I create that? Which is why I became an automation specialist, because I need more time to do the things that I like to do, which is not always sending emails. You know what I'm saying? It's just not my favorite thing. I would rather spend time with my family. My currency is no longer dollar bills. If you want me to do something for you, not you specifically, but like, I need to have the time. I need to have the time freedom to do the things I want to do with my children because they're only young once, and the time freedom to spend with my husband recharging, doing those things. I'm not saying I want to spend every waking hour with them. I love them. But my thing is, if I'm going to do work, I also need time to relax, recuperate, recharge, get fed by the Lord, and spend time serving for free. You know what I'm saying? Not all my time can be at work. So I had to create these systems. And some of those things I cannot do myself. I have made margins in my budget so that way I can have somebody come and do my laundry once a week. Have somebody come and clean my house, deep clean it every 2 weeks. Because I don't have time to do those things and I don't want to spend my Saturdays when my husband is off doing those things. I just don't. I would rather spend time with him doing something we like to do as a family and not have to worry about a lot of those tasks that don't require me necessarily to do. Do they need to get done? Yes. But does it have to say Jeanette has to do them? No. There are lots of things that are in my business that I feel like I have to do. So I'm creating space by creating time pockets where I don't have to do those other things. Another thing that I love doing is teaching my children. I want to be the one to teach my children. I want to be the one that's homeschooling them, that's teaching them, that's growing them, that's rearing them. That's not something I want to outsource. No shade to those who do. I mean, Centric is the school. Girl, send them. Do what you need to do. But for me, I don't want to do that. So there are things that I have to weigh, pros, cons. Is this most important to me? What can I do? Does this need to be done by me? And how do I create margin in my budget to be able to afford the things that I don't want to do? I'm not saying that I'm rich and I've got all this money. No, there are things that I don't do. I don't go out to eat a lot. I don't go spend my time on the weekends going to party or drinking. Like, that's just things that I don't do so that way I can do these things. If you ever want to do something in your business or in your life, there are things you're going to have to eliminate. And for me, it was drinking, partying, going on vacation, spending a lot of time entertaining myself. I don't need to entertain myself like that. I've made it so that way I can do my own entertaining. We entertain each other at home. We spend time together. I create a life where I don't want to run away from or escape from. I want more of it. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. Okay. So when you're thinking about creating more margin in your business so you can do things, what are those things that you can outsource? What are those things you can automate? What are those things that don't need your brain to do? Creating things, yes. Marketing, you should be doing yourself. I feel like if you are below $250,000, you should be in the DMs yourself. I mean, outsource imaging, outsource some other stuff. Like my podcast, I have a girl that does the podcast totally for me. All I do is record and she does everything. Because I don't have time to do it. It's not that I can't. It's that I would rather spend that time getting in the DMs and making conversations, getting in the DMs and making relationships with people. Because once they become your friends and they trust you, that's when they become part of your ecosystem and they want to work with you. That doesn't mean that I'm just making friends because I want them to pay me. That's a bonus. I'm out here serving because I want to serve. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so when you think about those things, what can you outsource? What can you get rid of? What do you need to do? Make these lists. Make these lists and figure out what it is you need to do, because when you're serving your clients, when you're serving these $100,000, $200,000 clients, and they're spending lots of money with you, and they're spending $2,000, $3,000 with you for a very short period of time, it's because they value your time and they value the information you bring. So you should be able to do that in a large time quantity of being like, okay, this is what I want to do, without compromising your family, your faith, or your sanity. Okay. So if you need any help with those three things, your faith, your sanity, or your family, do what you need to do, girl. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go ahead and leave a review so you can tell everybody else how much this episode has impacted you. And you know what? I would love to know you even better. So go ahead and send me a DM over on Instagram at Jeanette.Peterson, or join my free group at JeanettePeterson.com/group. I'll see you guys over there.